Welcome to the Ancient Egyptian Gallery. Please find the tall case containing mummified animals on the life wall of this gallery. Here is Rachel Smith, Assistant Keeper of Human History, to explain more.
In ancient Egypt, there were four reasons for animal mummification. The first was the sacred burial of cult animals. One animal would be singled out for its distinctive markings and worshipped as the earthly embodiment of a god. When the animal died, it would be mummified and buried, and another animal chosen in its place. The second reason was to preserve a favourite pet. Some ancient Egyptians wanted their beloved pet to keep them company in the afterlife. Usually, the animal was not killed when the owner died, but was mummified and placed in the tomb once it had passed away of natural causes. Thirdly, animals were mummified as meat and put inside tombs so that the dead had food for the afterlife. And last of all, there were votive offerings, animals which were mummified and offered to the gods. The museum's animal mummies are all of this votive type. During the later periods of ancient Egyptian history, from about 300 BC, it became popular to offer animal mummies in temples. The mummies were prepared at these sacred sites and were bought by pilgrims to offer to particular gods. Many of the animals offered, such as cats and birds of prey, had been helpful in life by feeding on vermin, such as rats, mice and snakes, and therefore reducing pests. However, feared animals were also mummified and offered at temples for protection. Crocodiles were dangerous animals, and many of these were mummified and offered to the crocodile god Sobek. This included baby crocodiles, like the one on display, and sometimes crocodile eggs. Votive offerings at temples were immensely popular. In fact, there are over 500,000 ibises buried at Saqqara, and in a few cases, for one reason or another, all kinds of different creatures were embalmed, including cows, jackals, fish, scorpions, and even lions. The style of wrappings and the appearance of the mummy was quite important. You can see two very different styles portrayed by the cat and kitten mummies on display. The cat's forelegs have been straightened along the length of its body, and the hind legs folded up against the pelvis. The torso and legs have then been bound together, and the head is set at right angles to the body bundle. A face has been painted on the head. This is a typical method used in the mummification of cats, but the kitten is more unusual. The wrappings have been sewn in such a way as to mimic the shape of the animal. In the Roman period, 30 BC to 640 AD, more elaborate styles of wrapping with geometric patterns developed. You can see an example of this on the ibis mummy. The pattern has been created by a technique called coffering. Fake animal mummies can often be as old as the real ones. In ancient Egypt, cloth, feathers, bones, brick, and pottery were bundled up and wrapped, then sold to unsuspecting pilgrims. The fake in the gallery is made up of bird bone, some feathers, and mud, and is probably nearly 2,000 years old. Later, fake animal mummies were created when interest in Egyptology peaked during the Victorian period, and tourists wanted to buy a little piece of Egyptian history to take home as a souvenir.